What if the person you've been trying to become has been inside you all along? We've all heard the advice, just be yourself. But if we're honest, sometimes being ourselves feels like the problem. We snap at our kids, procrastinate on important projects, or scroll mindlessly when we know we should be doing something meaningful. So we swing to the opposite extreme, chasing an idealized future self with perfect habits, unshakable faith, and Instagram-worthy achievements. We download apps, set resolutions, and consume endless self-improvement content, yet somehow still feel inadequate. Here's the truth that changes everything. You're not meant to stay as you are, but you're also not meant to become someone else entirely. There's a third option, and it's more revolutionary than either extreme. Picture your morning routine. Before your feet hit the floor, you're already making a crucial decision. Which version of you shows up today? The patient one or the reactive one? The generous soul or the guarded heart? We face this choice in every conversation, every challenge, every unexpected moment that tests who we really are. Most of us realize that just doing you keeps us trapped in patterns we desperately want to break. So we jump on what feels like the only alternative, the relentless pursuit of a better version. We create vision boards, join accountability groups, and measure ourselves against carefully curated highlight reels on social media. Someone posts about their morning meditation practice, and suddenly we feel like failures for hitting snooze. A colleague gets promoted, and we question our entire career trajectory. This chase never ends because we're pursuing a moving target that often reflects someone else's life rather than our authentic calling. While staying stuck in current you breeds stagnation, endlessly pursuing future you murders contentment. You're perpetually dissatisfied, always one achievement away from feeling worthy, one habit away from being enough. The breakthrough isn't becoming someone new. It's uncovering who you've been all along. Before your first mistake, before trauma shaped you, before society told you who to be, God knew you completely. Those moments when you surprise yourself with unexpected courage, that's your true self breaking through. When life pins you down, overwhelming debt, failing relationships, chronic illness, simplistic solutions won't help. Here's what changes everything. God doesn't yell instructions from a distance. He jumps into the trenches with you. You're only truly stuck when you stop moving entirely. Even the smallest step counts. Asking for help, making one avoided phone call, saving $5 when you thought you couldn't. We defend our limitations with surprising loyalty. I've always been terrible with money. That's just who I am. These feel like honest self-awareness, but they're actually arguments for staying the same. When we agree with God about our potential, instead of arguing for our limitations, growth becomes possible. Your past doesn't have to be prophecy. Progress isn't linear, but as long as you're moving, you're growing. Voices constantly whisper, "You're not enough, not strong enough, smart enough, successful enough." Social media and advertising amplify this message. The real danger comes when "I don't have enough resources" morphs into "I am not enough as a person." A missed promotion becomes evidence of fundamental inadequacy. A failed relationship proves we're unlovable. Here's the truth that breaks this cycle. Christ is in you. Your weaknesses aren't disqualifications. They're opportunities for God's strength to shine through. At 9 years old, someone traded a valuable Michael Jordan card for ordinary cards, not understanding what they held. When the parent discovered this, they marched back to reclaim what belonged to their child. We often trade our God-given identity the same way, not recognizing our worth. We accept Jesus relatively easily, but spend a lifetime struggling to accept ourselves. Yet rejecting yourself while accepting Jesus misses the heart of the gospel. Accept yourself by faith, not because you're perfect, but because you're valuable to God despite being a work in progress. Your identity isn't earned through achievement, it's received through grace. At 54, Rick Beato had spent decades as a behind-the-scenes music producer. When an intern suggested he start a YouTube channel, he had zero video experience and every reason to decline. Now, with over 3 million subscribers, he interviews famous guitarists and teaches music theory to millions. His success came from refusing to believe his best chapters were behind him. What stories have you told yourself about your limitations? I'm too old to start over. I missed my chance. God sees continuation where you see endings. Are you holding on to something that needs to rest in peace? A past version of yourself? A relationship that ended? A dream that didn't materialize? For every loss in your life, God has prepared a new gift. You're not finished because God isn't finished with you. You might be in a cocoon, transforming into something you can't yet imagine. The mindset, with God, there's always a way, and by faith I will find it, requires silencing your internal censor, that voice undermining your creativity and courage. Great things rarely come easily or on the first try. Sometimes you repurpose pieces of failure to build your future. The key is refusing to let fear have the final word. When a 7-year-old wanted to swim across the pool underwater, her father taught her about the lizard brain, that primitive part screaming danger when we attempt something challenging. Despite her fear, she made it across. When asked what she told that voice, she replied, "Shut up, lizard, I'm doing this." Our minds escalate situations, painting worst-case scenarios. We must recognize these thoughts as survival instincts spiraling out of control and replace them with truth. The mindset, God is not against me, but he's in it with me, working through me, fighting for me, provides exactly what we need when fear overwhelms us. Consider Gideon, hiding in a wine press, threshing wheat out of fear. When God called him mighty warrior, Gideon could only see his limitations. God wanted to meet him in that place of fear, showing him doors of opportunity where he only saw danger. We make three common excuses. I don't have it, lack of resources. I don't know how, lack of knowledge. And I'm not like them, comparison. The old you accepts these excuses. The new you recognizes them as fear disguised as logic. God supplies what you need when you need it. Learning is lifelong. Your uniqueness is your strength. God often equips us precisely when we step forward, not before. When you don't know what to do, start doing what you would do if you knew God was working through you. The confidence comes in the doing. Emotions are valuable signals, but they shouldn't rule your life. God belongs on that throne. To walk in the new you, notice your thoughts and feelings, evaluate whether they align with God's truth, then walk in who you're meant to be. When fear comes, frame it as "I'm feeling fear," rather than "I am afraid." This creates distance. The emotion is valid, but temporary, like weather passing through. A 5-year-old at a NASCAR race received a headset and started calling out to the driver, thinking he could hear her. Of course, he couldn't. While racing at 185 miles per hour, he only listens to his crew chief and spotter. Yet many of us live exactly this way, giving everyone a microphone to our thoughts. News outlets, social media, random trolls, the old self still trying to control your course. To manage your joy, you must manage your focus. Create a security checkpoint in your brain. The Holy Spirit is your crew chief and spotter. Listen to his voice above all others. A 23-year-old with cerebral palsy serves as a church greeter. After hearing about going in the strength you have, he realized, put go in front of disable and it spells God is able. This embodies our final mindset. God has given me everything I need for the season I'm in. You don't have everything for every season, but you have what you need for this one, so embrace your now. During a workout, a bodybuilder made a counterintuitive request: help me fail. In resistance training, muscles grow when pushed to their limits, torn down and rebuilt stronger. God's definition of winning differs from ours. Character growth and perseverance are wins. Sometimes, to win, you have to fail. God provides a safe place to fail, faithful to strengthen and deliver you. Release all the reasons why God shouldn't have chosen you and reach for what he's given you. God is with you, for you, and chose you, knowing your flaws fully. The question isn't whether you're capable, it's will you choose daily to walk in the fullness of who you already are? Your true self isn't waiting to be created, it's waiting to be chosen.